This Sunday marks the beginning of the Advent season, a time when many in the Christian faith start preparing for Christmas. Over the next few episodes, I'll be covering the four themes of Advent: hope, peace, joy, and love. Together, we'll examine scriptures that illuminate who God is, why He came, and what He brings for us. I hope you'll join me. Have you ever visited the Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico? I did when I was much younger. The caverns are beautiful, massive underground caves, some of which have never seen sunlight. Down there, if you turn off the lights, you'll be thrown into absolute darkness. Imagine my surprise when the park ranger did just that. I couldn't even see my hand in front of my face. As my eyes tried to adjust, a wave of fear and anxiety built up inside me. I felt like I would be stuck underground forever. Finally, the ranger turned on a flashlight and pointed it at the rock ceiling. Even though it wasn't much stronger than a candle, the beam illuminated the entire cavern, chasing away the darkness. I don't have to tell you that as soon as I saw that light, my fear disappeared. That experience reminded me of this passage in Isaiah 9:2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah lived in a time of war and uncertainty, when it seemed like there was no hope or deliverance from invasion and occupation. Doesn't sound that different from our world today, does it? He used the imagery of light and darkness to describe the feelings of the people of Israel, hoping and yearning for deliverance. See, darkness covers the earth, but the Lord rises upon you and His glory appears over you. During the season of Advent, we try to remember what it must have been like to hope for the Messiah. 600 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Zechariah wrote, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he." These prophecies must have been like beams of light in a time when darkness and sorrow plagued Israel. After experiencing the complete blackout of the Carlsbad Caverns, I had a small taste of what hopelessness would feel like. Thankfully, Zechariah's prophecy was made flesh in the form of Jesus Christ, the one who said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As we begin our series and continue to move closer to Christmas, I wanted to take a second to remind us what Advent actually means. It's the anglicized version of the Latin word Adventus, which means coming, as in the Lord is coming. In examining the theme of hope, we are reminded that we have been brought out of darkness and now live in the light and hope of Jesus Christ. And that's something we can truly celebrate. I'm Joseph Takach, speaking of life.